You're listening to a special presentation of Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. As 2019 winds down, we're taking a look back at some of our best interviews, some challenging conversations, and some illuminating storytelling. Today, we're going to revisit a story from October when Senator Jim Risch was home in Idaho meeting with constituents. He participated in a panel discussion put together by the National Women's Business Council. The Republican chairs the Committee on Small Business and Entrepreneurship. And Senator Risch also serves as the chairman of the Foreign Relations Committee. This was an appointment that he received at the beginning of the year. The role is a key position in both national and foreign politics. Let's listen back now to our conversation with Boise State Public Radio reporter Heath Drusen, who attended that panel discussion and tried to ask the senator questions about the investigation into the impeachment inquiry.
Do you think it's appropriate that the president asked
a hostile foreign
power
like China?
I'm
not going to do an interview on that. Go ahead on the Let's talk about business today.
I think that's a fair question to ask, Senator.
Do you want to do an interview on the business or not?
Yes, I'd like to get to that, but first I have that question first.
I'm not going there. If you want to do an interview with me on the business center, please do so.
Senator, with all due respect, though, you are the chairman.
Thank you, though.
Okay.
Thank you all.
Thank you,
good Senator. To see you.
Thank you.
Don't do that again.
I just asked a fair question, Senator.
You told you the ground rules?
I did not agree to any ground rules, sir.
Okay, so describe this interaction, because what question did you actually attempt to ask the senator?
So, just to set the scene,
right.
This was right after the forum, and he was getting a little tour of the business center, and then stopped and said, okay, I'm ready for questions. So what I was attempting to ask him, which was a little hard to hear there, was if he thought it was appropriate that the president had asked China to investigate his political rival, former Vice President Joe Biden. That's something the president said from the South Lawn. This was not, you know, not hearsay or anything like that. That was very public. Obviously, there's this question of President Trump's call to the Ukrainian president and whether or not he was asking for an investigation of Biden from them as well in exchange for releasing aid. Now, that's the focus of an impeachment inquiry, so certainly on people's minds.
So why do you think Risch was so uninterested and really sounded seemingly pretty agitated by your, you know, question that got halfway out?
Well, I think that there's a fair number of Republicans and especially Trump allies who are in a tough position right now because more and more is coming out about these calls, about these interactions with foreign leaders and foreign powers. And, you know, some of them have even got pretty strong Republican criticism. And I think there's a balancing act that these guys have to do. You know, most of them are against impeachment and supporting the president, but I think some of them are also troubled by the calls. And there's not necessarily a lot of upside to getting into the weeds on that, so that might be part of it.
I want to ask you, in that audio that we heard at the very end, someone said to you, "You knew the ground rules." Who was that? And explain what that means.
Right. So that was Senator Risch's chief of staff, John Insing. There were no ground rules, first of all, set out ahead of time. We made no agreement. And I probably wouldn't have if they had. And I think what he was referring to is what you actually heard in the cut, where Senator Risch was saying, "I'm only here to talk about business." And I suppose he meant those ground rules, which, again, as you can hear, I did not agree to that. I certainly was happy to talk business later, but I wanted to get my questions answered first.
What was the body language like? I mean, because this is audio, we're radio, so we don't have video. What was the body language like in that interaction between you and Senator Risch, especially when we kind of hear him saying, I'm assuming directly to you, don't do that again?
Right. So at first we were standing in this office, and I started asking the question, and he pretty quickly grew agitated with the question. He clearly didn't want to answer that. And at that point, we were still talking face to face. And then at the end, when you hear him start thanking people, right, he's actually thanking people in the business center. That's when he abruptly ended the interview, turned around, started walking away from me, started walking down the hall. I started walking, and he turned around to me and said, "Don't do that again." So he turned around as, I mean, the interview was over. Obviously, I was pretty clear on that too, but for some reason, he felt the need to turn around and say that.
And we should reiterate to our listeners here that Senator Risch, he is not just the junior senator from Idaho. I mean, we need to make that very clear. He is the chairman of the Senate Committee on Foreign Relations. This is an extremely powerful position. And this would seem very much within his reach with you to ask him a question like this, no matter what the venue.
Absolutely. I mean, this... you know, this committee has the ability to investigate our interactions with foreign powers. And right now, that's certainly very much on people's minds with the calls that we talked about, President Trump talking to the Ukrainian president, calling on China to investigate Joe Biden. I mean, these things are very much within their purview. And it's interesting, actually, to see a different style here from his predecessor, Tennessee Senator Bob Corker, who's since retired, who a Republican, but a very harsh Trump critic, who used his chairmanship to lob a lot of barbs at the president.
We're talking with Boise State Public Radio reporter Heath Drewsen about his attempt to ask Senator Jim Risch questions about President Trump. This was in relation to his being the chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, and this happened at a small business roundtable yesterday in Nampa. I want to play the devil's advocate here for a minute, Heath, okay? Because some folks might say that it was unfair of you to ask him about this at an event that was focused on women's business. So why, as a reporter, did you keep trying to ask a question that was unrelated to the event that he was at?
Right. And it was disappointing to not be able to get to questions about the event. However, if you're a U.S. senator, you have to be ready for all questions at all times. When you're there and you have media availability, there are no ground rules, as they said. No, that's especially as the chairman of a powerful committee, you have to be ready to answer the big political questions of the day, because he is an Idaho senator, but he's also a U.S. senator who's involved in huge national issues. And he's also a senator who's a little hard to pin down for interviews. I've been getting a lot of calls from, you know, other outlets who I've been trying to get interviews with him and been frustrated.
And we should be very clear and transparent that I was sent an email from the organizers of this event inviting me to attend. And if I could not attend, if there was someone else within our news department who could, I could not. So that is also why you went. Within the body of that email, for our listeners to understand this, it said there would be media availability for Senator Risch. And it goes back to your point, he is difficult to nail down.
Yeah, he is. And frankly, I think any senator needs to be ready for any question. They're an elected official. They're a representative of the people. You know, he can say that I'm complaining about him not talking to me, but what he's really not doing is he's not answering questions for his constituents.
And speaking of his constituents, this is starting to blow up on social media here in Idaho today. Talk to me about what you've been hearing from folks on social media.
Yeah. It's got a lot more attention than I maybe
you went
expected.
To sleep last night thinking that this would not be a big deal. And then
Right. Boom. Yeah. It got a lot of interest. You know, it's been a mix. It's been mostly a positive reaction. People said, yes, you know, like, we'd like to see our senator answer those questions, and we're glad that you asked the question. There's been a couple of, you know, way to go, Risch, which, you know, hey, I don't.
That's their prerogative.
Sure. But yeah, for the most part, it's been supportive. And it's kind of brought out some latent frustration, I guess, with him not being very accessible. It seems like a lot of folks are complaining about that, using this to kind of air that a little bit.
Well, and it goes back to what you said. I mean, you've had, as you mentioned, your phone has been blowing up today. I sit next to you in the newsroom, and numerous media outlets have been contacting you. And do you think it does go back to that point that it has been hard recently to nail him down for an interview?
I think this might not be as big a deal if he was constantly being interviewed by outlets and people were hearing him a lot, especially if he was, at least giving some kind of answer to the questions of the day. Yeah, no, I don't think this would be nearly as big a deal. I think the fact that there's just this lack of public speaking from or public interviews from him probably makes it a bigger deal.
Mm-hmm. And he's had run-ins similar to this with media before.
Yeah, he's not one to really answer controversial questions in general. And during the Brett Kavanaugh hearings, the newest Supreme Court justice, as many people remember, was very contentious. And there's kind of a famous video of him literally running away from someone in the halls of the Capitol who's trying to ask him a question. He runs away and he actually calls the Capitol Police on them.
So is Senator Risch getting pressure on Capitol Hill about this issue in particular when it comes to China, to the investigation going on with President Trump?
So this turned out to be really timely because he just got a letter today from Senator Bob Menendez, a Democrat from New Jersey. Menendez is the ranking member on the Foreign Relations Committee that Risch is the chairman of. And this letter is demanding that Risch open an investigation into the Ukraine call, the call between the Ukrainian president and Donald Trump. So, yes, he is getting pressure as we speak. I mean, this just came out. It's co-signed by several other Democrats. The likelihood of that, I think, is low, but certainly he's getting pressure.
That was Boise State Public Radio reporter Heath Drusen in an encore presentation of our interview back in October. We'll be back in a moment with more of our best interviews from 2019. I'm Gemma Gaudette. This is Idaho Matters.